Well, there's been an upsurge all across the country in applications to purchase handguns, and it's affecting everywhere. And here in Maryland, I think the O'Malley Brown administration is doing a very good job of handling it the best way they can. They're deputizing people in other agencies to help, and I think it makes sense. They're doing a smart way to deal with this problem. But one thing people need to understand is that as of October 1, it will no longer be a problem of potentially gun dealers giving guns to people who shouldn't get them after 7 days. Because after October 1, gun dealers can't sell any handgun to anyone who doesn't have a fingerprint-based license from the state police. So the problem that we're all worried about right now is solved on October 1.
Take longer to get a gun. There's some concern that with the application process now, come October 1st, with the new regulations, the fingerprinting requirement, if you hadn't submitted fingerprints, you haven't paid the higher license fee, it's going to take longer to get a gun. Won't it take longer?
Well, the state police are working out a way to make sure that this is done as expeditiously as possible. What the people of Maryland want, what the legislature enacted, was a requirement that people who purchase handguns get a fingerprint-based license, get a safety training. These are very important requirements, and I understand that the state police is trying to make sure it's accomplished as readily as possible, and hopefully the surge that happened over the last few months will decline, because a lot of that happened post the Newtown tragedy all around the country, and we're hoping that that will decline.
Before we talk about what's happening next week, I want to ask you about something that happened this week. What do you make of the election recall elections in Colorado, where you had two pro-gun control state senators recalled because of their votes this year?
Well, that was unfortunate, and I understand there were other issues involved in those races. All I can tell you is I know that in the state of Maryland, anybody who voted for the Firearm Safety Act will be helped in their reelection. So I'm urging everybody who voted for it to run actively on it, because the people of Maryland overwhelmingly support this new law, and I think this law is going to be very much confirmed in next year's elections in Maryland.
With the influence of the NRA and other groups, especially the NRA, which has raised millions to try to elect pro-Second Amendment lawmakers, that you don't see this as a problem for those lawmakers?
Not in Maryland at all. In fact, the gun lobby chose not to put the measure on referendum because they knew they'd lose. They knew, and they know, that the people of Maryland overwhelmingly support the Firearm Safety Act, including the fingerprint licensing, and that's why they didn't even put it on a referendum. And next year's elections, candidates from governor, attorney general, and general assembly who run on their support for this law will win.